the podcast. We're back from our little break. Today, we're going to talk about what to do if you get bitten by a snake. And if you think you've never been bitten by a snake, keep listening. You might be surprised. We are Cornerstone Bible Church. We are Bible-based, gospel-centered, and discipleship-focused for the glory of God. Last time, we spoke a bit about mental health, both the spiritual and the physical sides of it. We talked about faith versus medication and how we as Christians should respond to issues of depression and ADHD, anxiety, and so forth. And out of that discussion came some really good responses from listeners. And today I want to address one area in particular, although there are a lot of things that we could talk about when it comes to mental health. For example, we could talk about demonic oppression in regards to mental health. What role do demons play in our struggles against anxiety and depression? And that's not something we talk about very much. We could talk more about medication, their benefits and their limits. There's a lot of clarity needed there. Or we could talk about biblical examples of people struggling with what we today would call mental issues. People in the Bible who struggled with intense depression, sleeplessness, worry, fear, anxiety, so forth. We have many such stories in Scripture. And the Bible points to issues of sin and faithlessness as the causes of these things, that there was a spiritual reason for the feelings and the worries, the depression and anxieties of these people. Now, that's a huge statement and worth a conversation. Of course, that leads to the question whether or not depression is always sin. Good topics for another day, because for today, I only want to look briefly at how do we fight sin in our lives. Now, this is so important because we spend a lot of time talking about our struggles, but we also need to see what the Bible tells us to do. And I want to quote a comment I received from one listener. It goes like this. I have found that the struggle against sin is not fighting sin by concentrating on it and trying harder. Romans 7 explains so well the reason why. The good fight, rather, is the fight for faith, by turning away from sin and considering ourselves as in Christ, looking at Him, receiving from Him, filling our minds with the truth about Christ, the truth about me, myself, and the truth about everything else. I believe that many people who struggle mentally are focused on the wrong battle. We can't win against wrong feelings and habits and thought patterns and demons by attacking them directly. We have to be filled with Christ. He can do it. End quote. Now, this is a powerful statement. So often when we struggle with sin and we wonder how to defeat it, we keep our attention focused on our sin. It's all we can see. It dominates our thinking and our feeling and our attitudes. We attack it by talking about it, perhaps medicating, concentrating on it. But then we find that by looking at it continually, that only adds to our discouragement and spirit of defeat or our spirit of timidity. And we can't find any victory or courage or power. But 2 Timothy 1 verse 7 says that that kind of spirit, that kind of attitude, is not from God. Rather, it says that God has given us a spirit of power, love, and self-control. Now, if that's what God has given us, then why do we lack power and self-control? Why can't I defeat my sin? And I think it's often because we are looking for strength in all the wrong places, in our own minds and ideas and abilities, in pills and programs and plans. The Bible says that the joy of the Lord is our strength, not our own schemes. Looking to Him is the answer. Now, this makes me think of the story of the bronze serpent back in Numbers chapter 21. Here there are poisonous snakes that are biting the people of Israel and they're dying. God tells Moses to make a bronze serpent, put it up on a pole, and if someone is bitten, all they have to do is look at the bronze serpent and they will be healed. Now notice, they weren't told to look at the snakes themselves to see if they could figure out how to avoid being bitten, maybe by figuring out how they moved or how they chose whom to bite, what would agitate them. No, they were told to look away from the snakes and toward the bronze serpent. Now, this was for those who had been bitten. For those who were not bitten, I mean, they certainly could do their best to avoid the snakes by whatever means. But to those who had the poison in their veins, their help came from looking to the bronze serpent. And the same is true for us. We've all been bitten. We all have the poison in our veins, so to speak. We all have sin in our lives. And if we want power to overcome our sin, to walk in victory, resisting temptation, then we need to look to Jesus. Jesus said that he was going to be lifted up and he would draw men to himself. And he's referring to this story, that he was the fulfillment of this story in Numbers. Jesus is the bronze serpent, one who became sin, identified with a snake on our behalf, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. 1 Corinthians 5:21. Christ was cursed, identified with sin by being lifted up as a serpent on a cross, rejected, dead. And it is in looking to him that we find life and power. In him we become the righteousness of God. That's where the power is. So I wonder, what does this look like practically? Well, a few things. One, you need to stop dwelling on your weakness and rather be filled with the things of God. We need to fill our minds with the truth of the Scriptures. We tend to think, I failed, therefore I am a failure. Or, I am weak, therefore I cannot have victory. Or, even, well, here's one, I have ADHD and therefore I can't read my Bible. When we should be thinking, I am a new creation, and in Christ I have all I need for life and godliness. That's a true statement right out of the Bible, and it's profound. I have all I need for life and godliness. 2 Peter 1. Now, this is an amazing passage concerning this power. We keep our eyes on Christ and we find power and effectiveness, not by focusing on our weaknesses and sin, or by identifying with our diagnosis, giving in to it, but rather we keep our eyes on Christ by growing in faith and virtue and knowledge and all the rest. We fill our minds daily with the truth of Scripture and its promises, and we will find power to defeat sin. In one sense, we could say that we ignore our weaknesses and seek to grow in Christ, to identify with him and his strength. Now, of course, we don't ignore our sin, but we do not defeat it by focusing on it or embracing it as who we are or by fighting it on our own. Rather, we fight it by looking away from the snakes and looking to the one on the cross, Jesus. We consider ourselves dead to sin and alive in Christ. Also, obviously, we find power through prayer. We find power through confession. We find power through praise and worship, through right thinking. There are so many ways that God has given us to set our hearts on Christ. And we need to fight for faith. That's the battle. There are times now when fighting for faith will mean fighting to get enough sleep or getting counsel. Perhaps even taking medication in some cases, or getting rid of your phone, or other strategies. But if those strategies are on their own, and faith in Christ is not the main goal, you will fail, because sin is still there. You can take all the pills, you can get the rest, you can get organized, you can go to counseling every week, employ a strategy, do it all. Sin is still there. It is only in looking to Christ that sin is finally dealt with. The poison is in all our veins. We've all been snake bit. And there is only one remedy, and that is looking to Christ in his death and resurrection. He has done it, and he will do it. So yes, we still need to fight and fight daily, and there are many ways to do that. But in the end, it is a fight for faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world.
If something in this episode struck you, you can always email me at chad@cornerstonebiblechurch.ca. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Chad. We'll talk to you soon.